Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's a Miller Lite Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, kickoff is at noon on Sunday. Bears and the Texans. Seth and I got you for Texans Countdown at 9 a.m. Brought to you by Modelo. It's Clint and I got you on the postgame show. Hopefully a victorious Sunday for the Texans. Davis Mills versus John Yurkovich, Seth's old teammate, friend of the show, our guest yesterday on the show. Here's Davis Mills talking about what the identity of the Texans strives to be.
Ground and pound football team who's going to make the defense have to play the run, but then when they do, let's take some shots and move the football downfield.
Ground and pound football team, respect the run, got to run the football. Here is John Yurkovich yesterday talking about running backs and their importance, or maybe lack thereof, when it comes to trying to be an elite football team.
You've got to be able to pass in this league to win. I heard you guys talking about the running game over there and trying to establish the running game. If your strength, like the Tennessee Titans, if your strength is running the ball and your strength on your team is the running back position, you're going to get beat. Even if everything else around you is good, once you get to the playoffs and if you don't have a quarterback that can bring you back from a 14-point deficit, you are not going to be able to win in this league. You've got to be able to throw to win in this league. When you can run in the fourth quarter in the final 4 minutes, you can solidify wins. That's what you can do. The ability to run, okay, is fantastic. Okay, and you might be able to do something off of running, like that play-action passing game, but you have to be able to throw in this league to be able to win.
That's John Yurkovich, ESPN 1000. I think they can both be right, Davis Mills and John Yurkovich in this case.
Well, yeah, and it's not even a matter of, you know, I don't think Yurkovich was saying that you can't be a ground and pound setting up the play-action type of team. It's that you still have to have a good quarterback to be able to actually utilize it and factor it into the playoffs. You know, when we were talking about this a little bit earlier, and we have one listener who basically just doesn't agree with Casario's methodology, but he pretends like he doesn't understand what Casario's trying to do because he was confused. He said he was confused as to why we were even talking about it because it's clear that Casario doesn't care about winning right now. I think Casario's concerned about building a team and building a team to last for the long term. So they're not going to go out and buy a bunch of free agents right now and try to win immediately because it would be a lost cause. It would be burning a whole bunch of money to get incrementally better and still not win a Super Bowl. I think that what we're talking about is, okay, how are you going to build a team and eventually, because I agree with Yurkovich in that the best way to consistently have a chance at winning is, yeah, to have a really good quarterback. But the best way to find out if you have a really good quarterback, or once you do have that good quarterback, to nurture him and bring him along, is to have a good rushing attack.
Yeah.
So you need to have any team that doesn't have the quarterback of the future on their team needs to get everything ready for him. Like, you've got to have, it's like you're expecting a house guest that you want to impress. You want to be sure the bed is made, the food is warming in the oven, all that stuff, so that they've got a nice, cozy place to live when you either draft for them, trade for them. Maybe it ends up being Davis Mills. And that's where the ground and pound part really matters right now. Mm-hmm. It'll help you win some games, too, along the way.
Yeah.
It's just that you don't want to get to the point where you've got a young Peyton Manning and he's just getting destroyed and they can't run the football. Because who knows what Peyton Manning is without Edgerrin James early on in his career. You've got to have something to help that kid out.
Do you I'm actually, look, I hate to see guys get injured. Brevin Jordan is looking like he's going to miss the game on Sunday because of an ankle. He didn't practice again today. Farrell Brown has not been practicing because of a shoulder. The lack of tight end bodies, or at least bodies that are worth being on the 53-man roster right now, I don't know. There's part of me, Seth, that's intrigued by this. I'm sure they'll find another tight end on the practice squad. Jordan Akins is on the practice squad right now. I'm guessing they'll call one up so they have at least two of them on Sunday. In watching the game this past weekend, I thought they ran the ball better when they were kind of spread out a little bit, and they weren't doing a lot of, you know, 12 person, you know, two tight end, three tight end stuff. I don't know that they're equipped. I think they might be equipped better to run Dameon Pierce out of some three wide receiver sets more so than the bunch tight end stuff they're doing.
They had some good on each. The thing about those condensed formations is it's harder to have a big breakaway run at times because, yeah, everybody, you've invited the cops to the party. Everybody's right down in there. Yeah. If you're a team that can truly mash people and then turn it into a rugby scrum, then that can be great. But, yeah, I agree with you that I don't think they're built or set up to destroy people like that because they're like, their tight ends aren't good blockers.
Mm-hmm.
So you're bringing in all the, you'd rather use space to block people than your actual tight ends. But I think that they can do both. And really those heavier formations, as long as you can get, as long as you're getting like 4 or 5 yards consistently when you do it, then you are setting up the play action because teams have to, they keep all their players down there in the box because you've got all your blockers down there in the box.
I guess I should point out they do use Charlie Heck as an extra tight end.
Yeah.
For 3 or 4 snaps a game. So that's an extra body as well. So if they want to run the ball like, you know, ground and pound, too tight, they'll find a way to do it with multiple, you know, tight end bodies out there at least if they want to do
it. No, and it's, I think, in the modern NFL, you got to be able to do it both ways.
Yep.
And, you know, the Rams are a good example, I think, that disprove what Yurko has talked about where, look, they did it with Jared Goff because they had really good receivers and they could run the ball and they used it to set it up. They ended up winning the Super Bowl without scoring a whole bunch of points, but making it to a Super Bowl. And losing it because they couldn't score the points. So I guess, if your standard is, are you going to win the Super Bowl? That's the true test. But right now we're not there.
It's a bold prediction by you.
We're not quite at the point yet, like with the Astros, where you're disappointed that you've lost a couple World Series in a row.
Did you see the number one trending story in Houston right now is this Great Wolf Resorts, the water park that they just broke ground on in Webster? I guess it's yesterday.
It's going to be magnificent. And,
dude.
If my place at the Astropolis falls through, then I'm going to buy a condo at the Great Wolf Lodge.
Great Wolf Lodge and their new Webstropolis.
The Webstropolis in Webster.
Yeah.
We actually stayed at a Great Wolf Lodge for the Minneapolis Super Bowl.
We did.
Remember that?
I do. I was miserable, not because of the Great Wolf Lodge was actually a cool part of that trip. That was my least favorite Super Bowl that we went to.
For those of you that don't know Great Wolf Lodge, it's a huge indoor water park hotel, and you get like a your key is a wristband that can also be used as a credit card, so you can go anywhere any time of day and get yourself ice cream sandwiches, video games, water parking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the water park is open 24 hours a day. I never tested it at like midnight or anything.
Did you test it during the day when we stayed there?
I don't think I ever water parked. No, I didn't.
When we were in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
But you have have you indoor water parked before? In your lifetime?
I used to stay when we had a young child.
Yeah.
We used to stay all the time when we would drive like either from Texas back to visit family or from Florida up to visit family cuz it's a nice place to stay and actually like make a vacation of the trip.
It's fun.
So you know what they're doing now, according to this article in the Chronicle?
What's that?
They're building out these little groups of rooms that sound kind of like a condominium zone, like multiple bedrooms and maybe a kitchen area to try to, encourage or attract the family reunion types or, you know, multi-generational, they call it.
Yes, yes.
Because they said that habits have changed since the pandemic, that more people have gotten back into, like, oh wait, yeah, let's all have dinner together and everything, which I like, because I've taken family vacations before, like big family vacations where everybody stays at a hotel, and it always ends up just kind of being like a weird, It's a weird, uncomfortable setup of people going to various rooms and trying to figure out, and it's always cramped. I would get myself a place here if I can convince them to sell condos.
Yeah, I like
and
that.
And then
idea.
I'll go, and then I'll set all kinds of records at the water park.
Yes, set all kinds of for like speed records. Like
I'll have a notebook full of speed records, and then I'll tell people won't know it. It won't be endorsed by Great Wolf Lodge, but I'll tell people when they get off the water slide how they did.
How do you power rank the attractions at an indoor water park? Like what's Seth Payne's favorite one to go on?
It's well, anything with anything where you get confused about where you are in the park when you end up, those are my favorite.
Okay.
I like to get back to like when I was a kid and you go to Disney World or something and you feel like you're in this magical world that's like a completely different universe.
Yeah.
That's what I do at my water parks.
Yeah.
So I do like it's not an indoor water park, but down at Schlitterbahn, I can, with the right amount of margaritas, I'll actually get lost at Schlitterbahn, and I kind of feel like with the appropriate level of fear there too, because you know various things that have happened at times. So I like that. I feel like at Great Wolf Lodge, the ones I've been to, they're a little too small. This seems like it might be a bigger one.
The mock-up of it, the drawing of it looks gigantic, but it's hard. It's like an aerial view of what it would look like from a drone or something like that.
Well, they get into the square footage of stuff like this, and
it doesn't register.
It doesn't really compute.
95,000 square feet. I'm like, that's a lot of square feet.
I think that's a lot, or it actually sounds kind of small.
Yeah.
Because I think Walmarts are like 140,000 square feet.
Okay, yeah.
So, I don't know.
The water park is 95,000 square feet. The entire resort is going to be 400,000 square feet.
Oh, wow.
Which is four times 95,000. I don't know what to say. Whatever.
I went to a water park at the Meadowlands.
Dude.
In New Jersey.
I feel like you'd find bodies in some of the slides.
No, you're going down behind a mob corpse.
Yes. Sir, you're blocking the tube slide.
Wait until the mob corpse in front of you goes and then the green light comes
on. Mommy, look at the red water coming out of that slide.
It was brand new. And they opened it up. They were supposed to open it up at the beginning of the pandemic. But then they ended up opening up like at the tail end of when everything was starting to come back up. And it was kind of fun because there were still a lot of people kind of super nervous and weird and yet at a water park, which was never the best microbiology to begin with before COVID.
Yes.
So the fact that you're at a water park yet somehow concerned about microbiology was fascinating to me.
That's funny.
But that one was massive.
Yeah.
And I'm a fan of the indoor water park. Hygiene be damned.
I don't like the tube slides, the slides where you're in, it's just dark. And you're darting
those are
around
the ones
corners.
I like.
Yeah, I know you like those. I hate those.
Yeah, you get disoriented.
Yeah, and claustrophobic too. And I've bumped my head going around corners on those at times. So I got a Pavlovian thing going on there.
I've told you, I think the physics of water parks are against me. I think there's something unique about my water slides.
Yeah,
there's something unique about my body mass into surface area ratio to where I think I rocket through the water like a torpedo, and whatever embankments and everything they have on the slide, I get really close to like coming completely out of the slide.
That's scary too.
Yeah, like my limbs will be up over the edge, hanging over the edge. I've seen at times if there's any kind of a little bump or anything, I'll like get airborne and then crash down hard, and yet I can't help myself. I have to go back.
Yeah,
so
you like danger. That's what it is.
I'm an adrenaline junkie, Sean.
Of course.
That's what people say about me.
yep. 713-213. Water Park Lodge. Fitzy is down. Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Ryan Fitzpatrick. For those who don't know, Ryan Fitzpatrick, there was a rumor floating around a couple of years ago that he hurt his hip last year, it was like a year ago at this time. Yeah, we played
based
the audio
on a fake
last.
Fake radio caller.
Fake radio caller said, "Yeah, he didn't hurt his hip playing football. He hurt it at a water park with his seven kids." All right.
So we looked up the water park where this guy claimed that Ryan Fitzpatrick and his kids would come to three times a week. We looked it up, and it was like this little municipal water park, like you might find at a housing development or something. Like it was like one little. slot, one little tower that had three slides to it.
Yes.
There's no way in hell he was bringing his kid to that 3 days a week.
Yes, it was 1,000 square feet. This one's 95,000. Yeah. It was 1,000 square feet. All right. 713-572-4610. Let's take a look at week three around the NFL. Which 0-2 playoff team from last year, all of them in the AFC, by the way, should be the most nervous about their season right now? We'll talk about that, and we will do it next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's a Miller Lite Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
Hell yeah, it is. It's a Football Friday, Miller Lite Football Friday. Good to be with you. We'll talk to the guys on In the Loop in the next segment as we roll on here in the 9 o'clock hour. Week three, it's interesting. You kind of highlighted this, Seth, I thought, when we talked to Lisa Ann a little bit earlier about fantasy football. It's been a weird first couple weeks of the season. Like, and I don't know how much of that has to do with just how teams treat the preseason. I feel like that's always been a narrative. Like, when things start slow, because the preseason seems to get more and more de-emphasized with each passing year. But there are a lot of teams that feel like they're taking a while to get into a groove here.
I think it
scoring is down. It's strange.
It used to be a notable exception when a veteran player didn't play any preseason games at all. Now I feel like it's become the norm.
Mm-hmm.
And some teams, like the Rams, do it to an extreme degree. It feels like more than half the teams in the league don't play their notable starters at all during the preseason. And with those preseason games, that's the only time you get true full-speed football at any point versus other opponents, you know, other than your own team. So that's, I do think the timing, the rhythm, everything is just a little bit off from the most notable and best players in the league, which is going to look, we see that every week when we see good teams play. You can see the difference between the Texans and the teams that have those notable playmakers. So I think when all those teams are coming back and their notable playmakers haven't really been in sync in timing and rhythm yet, that it just doesn't look as good. So it creates I don't know what you do. I think the Rams would tell you, yeah, we know that, but still staying healthy matters more than anything else. Mm-hmm. There's got to be a line you draw somewhere, though, where you can figure out a way to be sharper. Because it's been sloppy these last couple
weeks. It really has. It's been sloppy. Now, there are three teams in the AFC. We know there's a lot of shuffling that goes on with teams that make the playoffs year to year, but there's three AFC playoff teams from last year that have started out 0-2. The Tennessee Titans, as we know, they lost to the Giants in week one and they got blown out by Buffalo on Monday night this week. The Las Vegas Raiders, who lost at the Chargers in week one, no crime there, but then they allowed a 23-7 comeback by the Arizona Cardinals in week two. And then Cincinnati, which is an interesting one because Joe Burrow has looked atrocious the first 2 weeks. They probably should have beat Pittsburgh in week one. If they could make an extra point, they would have beat Pittsburgh in week one. And but they've looked bad. Of those teams, Seth, of the 0-2 playoff teams, which of them should be panicking the most right now?
I think that Tennessee should be panicking the most because they lost their best pass rusher to injury in the preseason. They traded away their very best receiver and tried to replace him with a draft pick. And I'm not even going to say anything about Ryan Tannehill. Their stud running back, Derrick Henry, has been very, very pedestrian. Like, and I say pedestrian, I mean literally, like, he might as well be walking as he takes the handoff. Because, like, versus the Bills, he could not get going out of the backfield.
No.
And, wait, who are the commentators on that game? Was that Al Michaels?
No, that was the early Monday night
game. Oh, that was Orlovsky and Riddick.
And Levy.
That was Orlovsky and Riddick.
Yep.
And Orlovsky, I think, made the point, and it's a good point, that Derrick Henry's the kind of quarterback that he needs to get a little bit of a running head start. You know, like, he needs to have a clear path in front of him because he takes a little while to get up to speed. He's got long strides. He's a taller guy. And that offensive line, Taylor Lewan's banged up and injured now too, does not look like the one that's A, opening up huge holes, and B, Derrick Henry had over 400 touches a couple years ago. The history of running backs who have over 400 touches is not a glorious one. Mm-hmm. They usually, after that season, never attain the same heights they did before. So Derrick Henry gets hurt last year. He comes back. He looks kind of garbage so far this year. I think Tennessee's done for. I think it's rebuild time after this. And it's not – one of our listeners pointed out, Derrick Henry's contract is actually pretty absorbable. It's not ridiculous. It's not as much as an expensive receiver or anything. But they might have to start a little bit of a minor rebuild after this season.
And I think they're through the pricey part of his contract. I think he signed a four-year deal, and a lot of it's front-loaded with signing bonus and things like that.
Yeah, he's only like an $8 or $9 million cap hit.
Yeah.
So I think Tennessee's probably got the most reason to panic. The Bengals, this is why the Bengals fans need to panic. Your organization is still the Bengals. Mm-hmm. They may have gotten the right guy in Joe Burrow, but they did spend money. This is what the Bengals have done the last couple of years. They've actually spent money where formerly they wouldn't. They improved their defense last year. This year they spent money on their offensive line. They're going to have to stick with that and continue to make improvements as Joe Burrow needs to get over this Andrew Luck thing he has, just holding on to the ball, taking hits that he doesn't need to take. Like, when quarterbacks get sacked a lot, it's generally their fault. They might have a bad offensive lineman in front of them, but the good quarterbacks still get rid of the ball. Peyton Manning made offensive linemen who actually sucked look into viable offensive linemen at times. He had some good ones, but some of them just sucked. But he was just really adept at getting rid of the ball. Burrow's the opposite. He's making some good offensive linemen look worse than they actually are. So I would worry about the Bengals long term.
Yes.
I think they'll figure it out this year at some point, but Burrow's got to stop taking so many hits.
Yeah, I mean, it's that when they were making those improvements to the offensive line in the offseason and everybody felt like they made it to the Super Bowl and they've improved the offensive line, problem solved. And I'm like, man, did you watch that Tennessee game? Like, yeah, he got sacked 9 times, and like 5 of them were his fault, you know? And then he gets sacked in the first game this year against the Steelers in week 1. He gets sacked 7 times, you know? So like, I guess you didn't solve all. You got new guys who are better players, but the quarterback is still the same guy.
Speaking of the Steelers, I want you to see this that I saw last night before the game.
Okay.
I just found it online. This is hilarious. Okay, so Steve Smith, who the receiver, former receiver, for the Ravens as well as the Panthers, remember. And as a Raven, he learned to hate the Steelers. He and Mike Garofalo were talking before the game, and they were standing in front of the Steelers warmups. And the Steelers players were perilously close to Steve Smith, or I guess Garofalo and Steve Smith were set up perilously close to the Steelers. And Steve Smith is kind of looking back, like, looking kind of agitated. This is what it sounded like.
I believe, Colleen, that you're onto something. Because I believe that the Cleveland Browns are plenty fine.
I'll tell you what.
That's what we don't want.
Watch your backs out there.
Watch your back. One of these boys hit me while I ain't in a uniform. They will not be playing tonight.
Yeah. The Cleveland Browns.
I'll tell you that.
and then he just kept looking with his agitated look back at the Steelers.
He's chippy.
I didn't realize. I've forgotten that he got into 3 notable altercations with fellow teammates, and like ugly ones. In 2002, he got in a fight with Julian Gary. Is that how you pronounce his name? Later that year, that's when he broke Anthony Bright's nose in a film session.
It's his teammate.
He was charged with assault for that. That was in 2002. 5 years later, he broke another teammate's nose. It was cornerback Ken Lucas. So the bright one was the one that was crazy. It said that reports suggested that Smith became enraged with Bright after the practice squad player asked for a play to be shown again. This is in a film room. And then jumped him after the lights were turned out during a film session.
Wait, what?
Bright wound up suing Smith in 2004, claiming that the fight ruined his career.
Oh, my God.
It's like Steve Smith is, I mean, you could tell during that, like, Steve Smith was doing that for show a little bit, but he's kind of a scary dude. Like, he's not just some guy that talks a big game. But he was good enough that it didn't matter if he was getting in fights with not just teammates, getting in actual fist fights, not on the football field with your same position group.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. Like, that doesn't happen very often. There are fights, and sometimes there's fights in the locker room, but like with your own teammate in a film room, that's kind of a big deal. But he was that good. That's why I feel like that should be the argument for him making it into the Hall of Fame. I don't know of any other player that's gotten in that many fights with teammates who isn't in the Hall of Fame. I'm thinking of the defensive lineman for the Cowboys, the psychotic one, who's awesome.
Charles Haley?
Charles Haley.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get to Charles Haley level of antisocial behavior amongst your own teammates unless you're Hall of Fame caliber. And I feel like Steve Smith was there. Anybody? You know what? Trell Owens got, like, immediately railroaded out of town for his behavior, like, on various teams.
Yes.
Whereas Steve Smith was good enough that people were like, oh, he's the heart and soul of this team.
Yeah.
And like, that's how good he was.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell him he's not the heart and soul of this team.
Yeah.
He might beat the snot out of me.
If Steve Smith were Antonio Brown, he would still be on the Raiders. Mike Mayock would have said, yes, sir, and gone back to his office, and Steve Smith would have been right there.
Oh, my God, that's classic. He would still be on the Raiders. That is great. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you, 713-572-4610. If you want in, we're getting some water park texts.
Because I was excited about the new Great Wolf Lodge being built in Webster.
Broke ground yesterday. 713-254. We went to one of those indoor water park places, and they had this magic wand game for the kids to play, running around floors of the hotel. My wife and I figured out how to turn it into a drinking game. We had the time of our lives. A magic wand game. Do you know what he's talking about?
A magic wand drinking game, a co-ed drinking game, sounds like it leads to... That leads to a lawsuit right quick.
Well,
I don't
married.
Know about that, man.
Yeah, you're married.
That's a Richie Incognito at a golf tournament had an issue with a golf club. I don't like that. Oh yeah, if it's just you and your wife.
Yeah, it's your wife. Unless you have an overly litigious wife, yeah.
But then all of a sudden you decide to be like, hey, what if we bring a third person into this? And then it gets all serious.
And there's a lot of couples at those water parks, you know. So 832-421. It's gonna be right by my office. You guys are welcome to stop by for bourbon anytime. Well, thank you, Texter.
Bourbon in a water park.
We don't need a water park to do that. We'll just swing by. Absolutely.
We just go to I'll go to Great Wolf Lodge and we'll ride the water slides for like 4 or 5 hours and then show up at somebody's office for a bourbon.
That's a contest right there. That is a very, very odd contest, but I'm down. I'm up for that for sure. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you, 713-572-4610. If you got any water park stories, send them in. All right, the guys from In the Loop are going to jump in with us. We'll get you ready. We got to get on the record is what our predictions are for this game. So Seth and I will give you some final thoughts as we head into the weekend, and we'll talk to John and Landry. We'll do that next. I also want to make sure that you guys know Reaction Monday is coming up at 6 a.m. So we'll see what happens with the Texans. We'll hear from players and coaches. Reaction Monday brought to you by Churrasco's Steaks and Seafood.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's a Miller Lite Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's Payne and Pendergast.
Boy, I'm watching our TV here in the studio, Seth, and they're doing a first take right now. And one of the captions, one of the topics they just hit was something you and I were talking about.
Great Wolf Lodge?
No, that would be awesome, though. I would like to hear Marcus Spears' takes on Great Wolf Lodge, but no, it was not that. We were talking about the 0-2 teams in the AFC this year. Three of them were playoff. The three 0-2 teams in the AFC were all playoff teams last year. Tennessee, Vegas, and who am I missing? Cincinnati. I don't know that we mentioned in that segment that Vegas and Tennessee play each other. So yeah. One of those teams is, barring a tie, going to be 0-3 after this weekend.
Misery Bowl.
That's kind of fun.
Only about 10% of teams make the playoffs after starting 0-2. It drops off pretty drastically from that once you start off 0-3. So those, especially teams that were already in the playoffs, it's just it's a huge drop. It's a fall from grace, Sean. It's, Texans, hey, if we won 3 games this year, would it hurt? Yeah, a little bit. But not nearly as much as going from Super Bowl participant to completely out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
So you have that look. That's a speech my dad used to give me when I was a young kid. Like, mm-hmm. Sure, you don't have video games, but think about some of those rich kids who used to have like badass video games, but now they have to, deal with a lesser video game.
They got Pong now. Yeah.
I said, thanks, Dad. That makes me feel
That's
better.
That's a good perspective, Dad. Thanks.
Yeah. Some of those other kids got lots of food in their fridge. But it's not as nice as it used to be. Mm-hmm.
That's right. They're buying generic brands now over in that house. So I'm excited that the Titans might be 0-3 at the end of this weekend. Dude, how do you think Vrabel's going to last this year? Like, how do you think, like, emotionally he's going to do this year? Because I think you're right. I think they're going to be a bad football team. I think Malik Willis might be starting for them by the middle of the season.
I think Vrabel will be fine.
Yeah.
Of course, boy, is Vrabel a little bit like sometimes like when a quarterback like Cam Newton gets to the NFL, he's never really had adversity on a team that he's played for. He had personal adversity because he had a little bit of a thing at Florida and he had to transfer. But teams that he played on always were winning.
Yeah.
So then all of a sudden when you're on a team that's losing, how do you handle that? I guess Vrabel's already been through that with the Texans. Because before that, let's see, he went to Ohio State. They weren't like awesome Ohio State teams when he was at Ohio State, were
they? I don't think so. I'm not sure. Yeah.
And then he went to Pittsburgh, and it wasn't when, you know, Pittsburgh was a dominant force necessarily. And then he ended up on the Patriots, and with the Patriots, they were obviously always winning and successful, but he was kind of part of that turnaround. So I think he'll be fine. Yeah. I think he's like Vrabel's kind of he's a blunt dude. He talks very bluntly, and he's kind of a hard ass, like in an old school way. But I think that it's not all for show or anything. I think he'll probably be fine.
You know, he's authentic. There's no question about that in my mind. I just thought that'll be one game we're going to have an eye on. Landry made a great point the other day. All three of the other AFC South teams, all underdogs, two of them significant underdogs. So
I would say of those three teams, the Titans are actually the one that's, because of Vrabel, better equipped to fight their way out of it.
Weather the storm.
I mean, that's what they did last year. That is annoying as the Titans can be, they did do an incredible job playing more people on their active roster than had ever been played before. They had a whole lot of turmoil on their roster and still did pretty well.
Yeah, I think he's a really good coach. You and I are both on the record, but sometimes, you know, people listen to the show in small pockets. But I think you and I talked to Yurko yesterday and put our predictions out there, but we're both on the record picking the Texans this weekend, right?
It's and I said, did I say 17-12 or 17-13?
I think you said 17-13. I said 17-16.
The weather reports right now might be trending a little worse. It was one of our listeners this morning said 25 mile per hour winds. I did not see that. I saw 17 mile per hour winds. 15 mile per hour seems to be about the spot where it starts to be an issue for throwing a oblate spheroid around. So 17 or 18 miles per hour for these two not necessarily gifted passers of the football in Justin Fields and Davis Mills might be an issue. If it turns into a running game because the wind and the weather is nasty, I think that actually favors the Texans just because both these teams have bad run defenses. I think the Bears is a worse run defense. I think the Texans, it's been one of poor technique and tackling at times, and yet they are actually in position, as you pointed out yesterday. They seem to be at least close to being in position to make plays, where the Bears at times are just having holes blown up wide open with almost nothing slowing the running backs down at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, the weather right now, there's a chance of rain at 5 in the morning in Chicago tomorrow morning. But other than that, it's just overcast. Overcast and in the 50s. Perfect fall football weather, I would say. In Chicago.
Other than the wind, depending on how windy it is.
Yeah, I don't see the – I'm not able to pull that up. But, yeah, the wind would suck.
As 473 pointed out to me this morning, it's not called the Windy City because of the actual atmospheric wind, apparently. It's called it because of the gas bag politicians from whenever some political cartoonist came up with it. Kids, political cartoons used to be a bigger deal. You'd go in and there'd be a picture of a fat cat politician wearing a three-piece suit. An actual kitty cat smoking a cigar with a monocle. And that's how you took people down.
Via cartoon. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
That's back when people will tell you people were more intelligent back in the day. When in fact, oftentimes the elections hinged on who had the funniest cartoon.
Yes, who had the best artist on the payroll. Absolutely. Absolutely. John Lopez, Landry Locker in studio with us. Gentlemen, good morning. Are you guys water park people?
I used to be. Not anymore. I can pass on the water.
They broke ground on Great Wolf Lodge down in Webster yesterday.
Now, Great Wolf Lodge was a fun time
when
we went to the Super Bowl in Minnesota.
Talking about that. Yeah, we're talking about that. Now, Landry's nodding his head. Landry,
that was a big time.
Big time.
You're a card-carrying water park
100%,
guy.
Yes, 100%. Used to actually have a season pass to Hurricane Harbor out there in Arlington.
Okay.
And it would just be I think it was like $40 for a summer.
Yeah.
And it paid for itself twice. This was like back in the day.
Are you 75 years old?
No, like in the 90s. In the 90s, there were coupons. There were coupons. You'd get them at the store, $40. Mom would just drop you off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mother would give me 3 hay pennies, and I would run out to the water park and bring home a pail of milk.
That's great.
Hey, let me add something from listening to your discussion you just had right there.
Yeah.
I feel like 20 to 25 mile an hour winds, and this is the fisherman in me talking.
Yeah.
You know,
our wind expert.
The wind is the bane of my existence when I'm fishing
sometimes.
10 to 15 is nothing. You want okay. that. Right. 15 to 20 can be like, I don't think it's going to affect the football in the air all that much. Once you hit 20, and I know when the wind hits 20 mile an hour because the flaps on the bottom of my fishing pants start flapping a lot.
Mm.
That's the indicator that, and Seth wears those types of pants too. When the bottom of your pants starts flapping a lot, that's 20 miles an hour.
Okay, interesting, yeah. Interesting. And so that, and
that's when it starts affecting.
So things. Does that favor one side or the other in your guys' opinion?
I
does wind favor?
It's gotta favor. It's gotta favor the Texans.
I think
right?
Davis Mills just is a better thrower of the football than Justin Fields.
Got to.
So. I think it might favor the Bears just because they've won in bad weather conditions this year, and they beat a pretty damn good team doing it. So I would actually,
no, that's true.
I would say it goes with the Bears because they beat San Fran week one.
It's still it's like 16 mile per hour winds.
Yeah, forecasted. That's right underneath where it starts affecting things.
Okay.
I would just from my
pant flapping weather.
Pant
it's just underneath
is 20 miles
pant
an hour.
Flapping windy weather.
Yeah,
I got gotcha. You.
Yeah.
Now back to the water park talk. For real quick.
Let's talk about pants tent weather.
Yeah.
Totally different.
That's zero wind. Yeah. Have you ever power ranked the rides that you like going on there?
Yeah.
The attractions, I should say?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so give me your best two or three.
The best they actually got rid of, but if you ever drive by the water park, like the biggest water slide in the park, there's two of them. There's two white ones, and it's right between a brown one.
Okay.
The big white one, which is just a straight down thing, they used to have a spaceship, and you'd go sit in the spaceship, and the carpet would just drop, and it would drop you down
Dude.
The water slide. Someone, like, lost their arm because they tried to hold on to it.
What?
I think, would tend to close what? It.
So
like, they're like a prosthetic arm?
Yes. There's actually, y'all should check out this documentary on Netflix.
I lost my arm.
It's 1 hour, and it's about the most dangerous water park ever, and it's the best thing I've ever watched on Netflix.
Really?
No, no. And it was like so corrupt. They were like there was like drugs going on and all that type of stuff.
Okay.
That's
our assignment.
It will be the best viewing you ever have.
Okay. All Find right. out the name of it.
Do you know which
we get
family
there.
Owns it? Because there's a little, okay. Okay.
We'll watch it, whether we bring it on the air with anything. You know? All right. What's going on the show today, boys?
It's called Class Action Park.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Class
I
Action
love the name.
Park.
I love
Perfect.
The name.
Perfect.
Right. Actually, it's on HBO Max, Class Action Park.
There you go.
We're going to have the best characters in Texans history in the spirit of the Bears. They have a lot of them.
Yeah.
The Jim McMahon gimmick versus the J.J. Watt gimmick. We're going to talk about relationships. There's awkward relationships that Texans fans are involved in, and then Matt Eberflus is kind of involved in one as well, the head coach of the Bears. We got a lot to get into. Slime Off, OGs, has a chance. He has a puncher's
Wait,
chance
you're in the slime off.
Puncher's chance.
Did you just find out you're in the slime
I'm
off?
I'm in the slime off?
Puncher's okay. chance.
How did that happen? Yeah.
Oh, Landry. Text from my friend who grew up in New Jersey where Action Park was. This is from a year ago. He said, I saw that documentary. I sent it to him. He said, countless injuries, 6 fatalities in 18 yes. years of the greatest water park ever made. Still have a scar from road rash on my leg.
Okay.
Bro. Class Action Park on HBO Max. It'll be the best thing you watch.
I'm watching it tonight.
Watch it. Yes. Trust me.
When I get home from Billy Joel, that's what we're doing.
Send me your thoughts
I
on
will,
it. It's
I will.
Amazing.
All right. Good stuff. In the Loop is up next. We are done. Seth, I'll see you on Sunday morning. Antibodies, my friend.
Antibodies and 18 mile per hour wins to you.
Thank you. We're done. We're out of time. In the Loop is up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.